From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Rebel rockets have slammed into a government-controlled Damascus neighborhood, killing 35 people. Syrian state media reported the attack on Tuesday. Witnesses said the rockets hit a market jammed with shoppers. There has been no comment from any rebel force. UN agencies are calling for the protection and safety of tens of thousands of Syrian civilians fleeing from the fierce fighting in eastern Ghouta. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the United Nations European headquarters in Geneva.
Aid workers say people arrive at the collective centers weak, frail, and hungry. Those who have entered eastern Ghouta with aid convoys describe the children as being emaciated and stunted in their growth. They say the children who have spent their days hiding in darkened basements have a variety of medical problems. Spokeswoman for the UN Children's Fund, Marixi Mercado, says those who have managed to leave the city suffer from diarrhea, respiratory infections, scabies, and lice. She says the stories they have to tell are heartbreaking. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Police in Austin, Texas, have responded to reports late Tuesday of another bombing. This one in a Goodwill charity store. Medical officials say a man was taken to a hospital with, quote, potentially serious but not life-threatening injuries. This would be the sixth such explosion in Austin in the last 3 weeks. Previous bombs have killed two and seriously wounded four. And late Monday, a package bomb blew up at a Federal Express shipping facility near San Antonio, about 96 kilometers south of Austin. No one was injured. The box apparently blew up on a conveyor belt. It was headed to Austin. This is VOA News. President Trump congratulated Russian President Vladimir Putin on his re-election during a phone call on Tuesday, and the two leaders agreed to meet.
And congratulated him on the victory, his electoral victory. The call had to do also with the fact that we will probably get together in the not-too-distant future.
The president spoke to reporters in the Oval Office on Tuesday. Russian diplomats ordered expelled by Britain over a nerve agent attack on British soil left the country Tuesday. They were transported from the Russian embassy in London to the airport for a flight home. Britain ordered the 23 diplomats expelled last week after blaming Russia for the poisoning of an ex-Russian spy and his daughter. Chinese President Xi Jinping issued a stern warning to Taiwan on Tuesday as he marked the beginning of his second term in office. China claims the self-ruled island of 24 million people is part of its territory. Xi says any attempt at separatism will face, quote, the punishment of history. VOA correspondent Bill Ide reports.
Xi's warning to Taiwan was his strongest to date and came at the closing session of China's largely rubber-stamped National People's Congress. In a rallying speech that touched on a broad range of topics from the economy to the Communist Party's absolute rule in China, Xi told some 3,000 delegates that Beijing would do more to ensure Taiwanese enjoy the opportunities of China's development and push for the peaceful reunification of the motherland. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Syed Ahmed Jamal, an undocumented science teacher in the mid-American state of Kansas, was released from detention Tuesday. He'd been in county jail for a month. He still awaits a final decision on his appeal to a deportation order back to Bangladesh, but a district court judge in Kansas City allowed him to return home until his hearing in immigration court. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman met President Trump at the White House on Tuesday amid heightened tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The president said Iran has not been treating that part of the world or the world itself appropriately. A lot of bad things are happening in Iran, he said. He cited the near demise of ISIS in the Middle East and declared that the U.S. military forces will be departing from, quote, certain areas that we've wanted to get out for a long period of time. He said other countries can handle it. At this point, they'll be able to handle it. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.